talking with Rod Anderson here. Rod, kind of give me an idea of your time in the service and what it was all about.
Well, I was drafted in 1965. I spent a year in the States and shipped over to Vietnam for 11 months, which was quite an experience in itself. It was interesting. I still don't agree with it, but, you know, that's my call.
The things, I'm sure, they obviously have a bad taste in a lot of people, particularly the veterans, who...
Yeah. Well, we should have never been there. Well, a lot of people died for no good reason.
The whole idea of being over there, I know, having spoken with a number of veterans, was kind of tough for you to take. Because I know you probably saw things that people really shouldn't see. You experience things that shouldn't have been experienced. What were some of, you know, the toughest things that you had to deal with being over there?
Biggest thing was seeing all the kids that were suffering. You know, they didn't, their housing facilities were shacks. I mean, they lived on the street. They scrounged up whatever they could. It's a sad state of affairs. The country's in a war. Doesn't do anybody any good.
For you as a person, did you still have pride in being that soldier, that fighter from the United States, trying to keep the peace in what was obviously a very difficult situation?
There was a no-win situation, but, you know, that we met a lot of nice people. I mean, they were friendly. It took a little bit to understand each other, but, you know, they're just trying to survive like everybody else. Just glad it's over.
When you look now back at the situation, what were some of the best of times that you were able to experience?
I tell you, they celebrate death way different than we do. I mean, they have the body on a wooden rack, and they played loud music and have a parade down the street, or they take them to the graveyard. I mean, nobody is sobbing. To them, it's no more pain for that person. I mean, they actually celebrate death, because it's quite an experience just to watch it.
Working with your fellow soldiers out there, I mean, you guys knew that you had a mission. It may not have been one that you wanted to be on. Many of those guys didn't want to be there in the first place.
Yep.
Having gone through all that, obviously, there are some things I know that you as an individual kind of got a little bit of a learning experience out of the whole thing, whether that was positive or negative. What can you share about one of your experiences there?
The camaraderie that you have with the guys that were in the service. I mean, everybody wanted to go home, so you kept an eye out for everybody. And not all parts of Nam were bad. The worst ones were farther north. The southern part was really a beautiful country. People were actually happy to see you until you got farther north, and then the other ones weren't quite so happy to see us.
Was it kind of you felt like you were a stranger in a strange land, or?
Oh, yeah, you know, because, you know, none of us really knew the language. You really had to work at communications with them to get them to understand what you wanted to do. You know, some of the school kids could actually speak English, and a lot of the, at that time, they were like 10 years old, the kid that could talk English, he pretty much ran the family, because he kept tabs on everybody, and especially with the soldiers, because, you know, his parents couldn't understand us, so we couldn't understand them. But a lot of them were like interpreters. It's quite an interesting fact just to see how people lived over there on the other side of the world. We think we have it tough here. We don't have, we got nothing to complain about.
And is that the message that you would tell kids today, is that, you know, you think you got pressure, Let me tell you about pressure. You think you got it bad? Let me tell you about how bad it could be.
Yeah, kids over here that think they got it rough, and they have no clue how good they've got it. I mean, most of the kids over there, when we were there, if they got one meal a day, they were happy. And they, you know, granted it was a warm country, but still the ragged-ass clothes, they just ground stuff to get by.
And I'm sure they were kind of happy to see you, because there may be food, there may be something there for them to...
Oh, yeah. We gave them quite a bit of food. I mean, that's just human nature. They needed help, so we did.
What would you tell a kid now who wants to get into the service? What would you tell them?
It's a great experience. I mean, you see things you would never see around your home plate. You meet all different types of people, nationalities, and it's quite an eye-opener. You've never, you know, been out of that Iowa or Minnesota, or you go overseas, and it's a whole different culture. It's amazing what you can learn.
Thanks for your service. I appreciate it, and I know that everybody else who's listening appreciates the sacrifices that you made. And if there was only something we could do about some of the terrible memories, you know we would for what you did. But
well, thank you very much.
You bet.